Mayor, what would you say to somebody who says, look, these ICE agents, they're also law enforcement. They're doing a job that they were sent to do by President Trump and Secretary Noem. They're not there because they want to be there. They're there because they were told to be there. And if people have an issue with it,
that's true.
They shouldn't be protesting the ICE agents. They should be protesting outside the White House.
Well, and I think that's probably a fair point in that, look, of course you need to enforce laws, of course. But there's also a requirement that you carry out laws and carry out enforcement in a constitutional way. And what we've seen is that people are being plucked off the street indiscriminately. I take that back. There's discrimination only to the extent that they are Latino or they are Somali, and then it feels indiscriminate thereafter. We've got pregnant women getting dragged through the street. We've got, you know, high schoolers just getting, American citizens, by the way, getting taken away. And so, yeah, I think it's a fair point to say, well, these ICE agents are being put in a horrible position because they're asked to do things that are not legal or are unconstitutional. But here's the thing. They're still doing them. And we are still dealing with the repercussions here in this city. Minneapolis has been on this glorious, amazing comeback. And this is just setting us back because we've got to deal with it. And so, no, you know, look, Minneapolis, we're going to get through this. We had 10,000 or something people protest peacefully yesterday. We have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that are standing up for their neighbors right now. We have people that are not taking the bait of this Trump administration because they all know, we know, they're looking for any excuse to come in with greater force and occupy our city. We're grinning down this bear. We are doing right by our city and the people in it, and we're not backing down.